animals left to slowly starve in closed Spanish zoo. By Nate Church on March 28, 2019. Activists have shed light on the disturbing fate of animals held at the Parque Zoológico Prudencio Navarro on Spain's Costa de la Luz. The zoo was closed in January after a succession of animal deaths, but the remaining animals were simply left in their respective locked exhibits to die. After 2 months, they will be beyond saving very soon. Bears, baboons, and a tiger are among the various creatures dying a slow and agonizing death in the abandoned tourist attraction. While activists have offered to relocate the poor creatures, local Ayamonte authorities have not been bothered to respond either way. The Proyecto Gran Simio, Great Ape Project, lambasted everyone involved through spokesperson Pedro Terrados. The zoo is in a state of chaotic abandonment, with depressed animals unattended by veterinarians, he said. There is stagnant water in their enclosures, with great danger of infection if they consume it. It could also become a nest of mosquitoes, transmitting diseases, Terrados continued. Most of the animals are doing very badly psychologically. But Terrados has a solution, if only authorities would permit it. Terrados suggested. The animals at the zoo should go to specialized sanctuaries of wild animals. We are fighting in Spain for the state to create a rescue center to accommodate the animals that are abandoned by zoos or circuses that stop using them. But his concern does not seem restricted to this single park, and Terrados sees it as a microcosm of a greater problem, saying, "It is not ethical or educational to visit animals that have lost all their essence as a species, where they are bored and withered, and lifeless cards existing only for the amusement of humans. The cages of the zoos are being emptied by death of the animals. They must be closed forever and not used to exploit animals economically. For now, the animals of the Parque Zoológico Prudencio Navarro continue to endure the torture of starvation and neglect. Ayamonte City Hall has been asked for comment, but has provided none by the time of this writing."